I'm David Brancaccio in New York. October 1st, a new accounting quarter, a moment to take stock. Some financial writers have been focusing on year-to-date performance of the common benchmark, the S&P 500. Well, it's up 17% in 2019 so far. Another way to look at it, the S&P 500 was a turbulent index in this just-concluded quarter, and it only rose about 1% during those 3 months amid the trade war. U.S. business investment has been down, and last week we learned U.S. consumers pulled back from their shopping in August. Now, the freshest indicator, a measure of Midwest manufacturing, put out by the Institute of Supply Management, slipped into a range that suggests the economy is weakening. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
These sorts of indicators that track manufacturing and labor markets have been sliding downward over the past year, says Randy Frederick with the Schwab Center for Financial Research.
We've seen many of these different surveys, whether they're regional or national, have been trending lower. Most of them have not hit contraction territory.
But the Chicago PMI just did. Some reasons? Jared Bernstein with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says global growth has slowed and there's less demand for U.S.-made goods. Our dollar is strong, and that means our goods are more expensive for buyers abroad. And then there's that trade war.
Well, that's a lot to pile on our factory sector.
And says Rob Scott with the Economic Policy Institute, the numbers that come out of Chicago are usually a strong indicator of the National Purchasing Managers Index out later this week, because Chicago's economy closely mirrors the nation's.
We're going to see continued slowing of the economy, I expect, as we go forward.
Because, he says, for the time being, none of these factors seem to be changing. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.